Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topics of security and sealing in Christ, belonging to Jesus, and the empowering role of the Holy Spirit in living as God's children. The Bible verses for today are found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 to 22. But the one who gives us security with you in Christ and who anointed us is God. He has also put his seal upon us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment.
As Christians, we find our security in Christ. It's incredible to think that God himself has anointed us and placed his seal upon our lives. This seal signifies his ownership and protection over us. And not only that, but we have also been given the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of what is to come. It's like God saying, "I have claimed you as my own, and I will fulfill what I started." This realization should profoundly impact our understanding of ourselves. Our lives are no longer our own. Before accepting Christ, we were part of another kingdom, living according to its rules and power. But now everything has changed. We have been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. God himself has sealed our redemption. We are no longer citizens of this world, but children of God with a new identity and purpose. Such a truth holds profound implications for our daily lives. We can no longer live according to our own desires and selfish ambitions. We have been called to surrender to God's will and obey him. Our top priority should be seeking his kingdom above all else and living in a way that honors and glorifies him. But how do we do that? How do we live as children of God in a world that often opposes our beliefs and values? It may seem impossible on our own, but that's why we have been given the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the presence and power of God within us. When we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives, he comes to dwell in our hearts, enabling us to live out our new identity as children of God. The Holy Spirit empowers us, guides us, and works in us to produce the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We cannot produce these virtues in ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit's help to strengthen our faith, deepen our hope, and foster genuine love in our hearts. We need his guidance and empowerment to live out these virtues in our specific circumstances and roles in life. As we yield to the work of the Holy Spirit, we will begin to see transformation in our lives. Our faith will grow stronger, our hope will become rooted in Christ, and our love will overflow to those around us. We will become living testimonies of God's grace and power working in and through us. So let's embrace the truth that we no longer belong to ourselves, but to Jesus. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to shape us into the image of Christ. Let's walk in the reality of our redemption, knowing that God has sealed us as his own. And as we live as children of God, empowered by the Spirit and guided by his wisdom and love, we will impact the world around us and bring glory to God.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, we come before you with hearts filled with gratitude and awe at the depth of your love and grace toward us. Thank you for sealing us with your Holy Spirit, marking us as your own, and guaranteeing our redemption. Help us to fully grasp the significance of this truth and to live in a manner worthy of our calling as your children. As we navigate the challenges of this world, may we continually rely on the empowering presence of your Spirit within us. Guide us, strengthen us, and fill us with your love so that we may bear fruit that reflects your character in all that we do. Grant us the wisdom to surrender our will to yours, seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness above all else. May our lives be a testimony to your transforming power, drawing others to experience the love and grace found in you. In all things, may your name be glorified. Amen. Friends, may blessings overflow in your life, enriching every moment and filling your heart with gratitude. And may you always find peace in knowing that you are deeply loved and cherished beyond measure. Until we meet again, may the journey ahead be filled with endless possibilities, and may you always walk in the light of divine guidance. Farewell, dear friends, and may your path be blessed with abundance, joy, and fulfillment.